Harry Potter, the last Harry Potter film, and I don't know if it's the Deathly Hallows or the Deathly Hollows. I've heard it pronounced both ways. I have no idea how to pronounce it. I have not read one of the books. I have not seen any of the films, but it scored big over the weekend. The new Harry Potter collected $168.6 million this weekend, which means it surpassed the Dark Knight's record, $158.4 million for opening weekend. So now the new Harry Potter is the biggest opening weekend movie of all time. So, Jack, you went and saw it. You read the books when you were a kid. You've seen some of the movies. I know that your girl is a big fan. What did you think of the new one? Did it meet up to all the hype?
Yeah, it was all right. I'm never as big a fan. I have never been a big fan of the movies. I thought the books were great when I was a youngster. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I didn't even finish the last book. And that to other Harry Potter fans, that was heresy that I couldn't finish it. How could I resist? So
were you banned from the coven?
I think
so. What's it called? What is it called when there's a bunch of wizards? Do they have like a name for a group of wizards?
Apparently, I'm Covens not a big enough fan to have remembered or looked that up.
Okay. A lot of younger people are saying that this feels like the end of their youth. People around your age, 22, 23 years old, they grew up watching the films, reading the books, and they kind of see it as a sad moment. It's kind of the end of, some are saying the end of their youth. It's a milestone in their life. Because for some people, that's all they've ever known. Well, they've been reading the books since they were 8, 9 years old. They've seen the movies. When did the first movie come out?
Early... I think the first movie came out in Christmas 2001.
Okay, so 10 years. So somebody that's now 20 was 10 when the first movie came out.
And much younger when the first books came out.
Exactly. So my question for you, what movie series, book series, TV series were you sad to see go? That felt like a big moment in your life, maybe not necessarily a milestone in your life, but a movie series, book series, TV series. What series were you sad to see go? At 321-1670, *123 on your U.S. cellular phone. As a reader, I would have to say that the last book in Stephen King's The Dark Tower series was a sad moment for me. Reading that last book, I read the first one, The Gunslinger, when I was about 10 years old. So to read the last one at like 33 years old, it was kind of sad. It was kind of an intense moment to read this last book in the series that I've been reading my whole life. You know, you had spent a lot of time getting to know the characters and the plot line and wondering where the story was going. And Stephen King had always said, too, that he would never finish the series if he didn't find a perfect ending. So you never even knew if you would ever get to the end of Roland the Gunslinger's journey, you know? So to read the last one was one of those moments when, I mean, I read the book super slow. And reading that last paragraph in the book was, to be honest, and it sounds weird, it was a really emotional moment for me. And by the way, if you have not read Stephen King's series, The Dark Tower, do it. Even if you're not really into sci-fi, if you're not really into that sort of thing, it is a very well-written series. And it goes, it's not just fantasy, it's all over the place. It's set in our world and other worlds. I don't want to give too much away, but definitely check out the Dark Tower series. So we're going to take a quick break, but I want to hear from you. What movie series, book series, TV series were you sad to see go? There are a lot of, especially a lot of younger people that really feel that this is a sad moment. Some feel it's almost the end of their youth because they grew up with the Harry Potter books and the movies. So we'll take your phone calls next. This is Forward, and I'm Kurt Barron.
Madison 1670 WTDY. This is Forward with Kurt Barron.
Happy Monday morning to you. Welcome back to the program. We're talking about what movie series, book series, or TV series were you sad to see go? A lot of younger people, especially younger people. I'm sure there's some older people that were kind of sad, and it was kind of a big deal to watch the last Harry Potter film. But the last Harry Potter film made $168.6 million over the weekend, which gives the movie the biggest opening weekend ever. It surpasses The Dark Knight, which made $158.4 million on its opening weekend. So I just want to know from you, what movie series, book series, TV series were you sad to see go? I just mentioned for me, reading the last book in Stephen King's The Dark Tower series was a big deal. I read the first one when I was like 10, 11 years old, and I read the last one when I was like 33 years old. So I had spent the majority of my life actually following these characters and following this plot line. And to read the last paragraph of that last book in the Dark Tower series was an emotion. It was truly an emotional moment, which sounds weird considering it's just a book. It's just fiction. But it was a pretty intense moment to finally finish up that series. So it can be anything, movie series, book series, TV series. What was it? What series was it that you were sad to see go? At 321-1670, *123 on your U.S. cellular phone. Let's go to Rick. You're on 1670 WTDY.
Yeah, how's it going?
Good, man.
It might be easier to say which ones you wished would go away.
Oh, yes, exactly. Good point.
There's a lot of those, especially the horror movies, for God's sake.
Mm-hmm.
They're still making them. But for me, I was 7 years old when the first Star Wars movie came out.
Yeah.
And then they made three of them, and then they took 20 years to make a fourth one, which was just god-awful. Not that the first three were that great, but when you're a kid, it's a lot different. I don't think this is the last Harry Potter movie, by the way. There's too much money to be made. You know, in about 5 or 6 years, they'll make another one and then another one.
I think you're right, Rick. And I actually had Star Wars on my list, too, and I loved episode 1 through 3.
Yeah, those were decent, and then when they started making the other ones, it was just kind of...
No, and by that I mean actually the new ones, the prequels, because the first three films it started with episode 4, and so then the last three were episode 1, 2, and 3, but...
The original first three were actually original and everything, and the last ones that they just made were just going back and showing the history of how part 4 started and everything, which I think for most, the average viewer, is kind of boring.
You know what? I don't know. And Rick, a lot of people made fun and really critiqued episode 1 through 3. I thought they were great. They were fun.
Jar Jar Binks didn't make too many friends.
Well, let's be honest. If you were 35 years old when the first Star Wars came out, C-3PO and R2-D2 were kind of lame, too.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying if you're a kid, I mean, you know, when they take 20 years to make sequels to the first three sequels, it kind of loses something for most of us.
Yeah, I would agree. I think a lot of kids love Jar Jar Binks, though. But let's not get too deep into Star Wars. I watched Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, went to the movie theater to see it, and it was another emotional moment. I mean, I grew up with Star Wars. I played with the toys. I loved the movies. So to finally see it end and see how Anakin became Darth Vader, I thought that was a pretty intense moment. So I'm asking you, what movie series, book series, TV series were you sad to see go? Let's go to Jake on the east side. You're on 1670 WTDY.
Oh, there's a lot of Star Wars books, if you want to continue
there are.
The story.
That's absolutely right. Yeah. I've read a few of them. I haven't read a lot, but...
I would say there's probably around 25 to 30 of them, if not even more. They're still writing them.
Yep, absolutely.
One of my favorite series of all time... Well, I got two of them. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah. I haven't read those. I haven't read those great movies, though. I really do need to read the books.
Well, if you read them, trust me, make sure you can be someplace where you can snack, because they're constantly eating.
Oh, yeah?
It's a great book. And then I really enjoyed Dune.
Oh, I am a huge Dune fan. And as a matter of fact, Frank Herbert's son, Brian Herbert, is still continuing that series, too.
I read all of those.
I find them very, very enjoyable.
Go way in the future, and he actually finishes it out. I don't appreciate his writing as much as Frank Herbert.
No, well, Frank was king. I agree, but it's kind of cool. I mean, that his son is kind of using Frank Herbert's notes and stuff to continue the series. I think they're pretty well done. But
yeah, well, I mean, I enjoy them. I read them all, and I was kind of sad. I really enjoyed Harry Potter. And I don't know how you're going to make another movie out of it, considering the books are done.
Yeah, you know what? If there's money to be made, they'll find a way, I'm sure.
They're making amusement parks off of this, and they're still selling the original books.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see them trying to do that. But that's just my opinion.
All right, Jake. Well, thanks for the phone call. Dune. I'm a huge fan of those books, of Frank Herbert's original Dune series. Really, really, really good books. And once again, I don't really consider myself a huge science fiction fantasy guy. But man, Dune, some really well-written stuff. And the sad thing is, he never really got to end it. He had plans for another Dune book. I believe the last Dune novel was Chapter House Dune. I believe he was going to continue, but he died prematurely. and never got the chance to finish. So let's see. Let's go to Leo. You're on 1670 WTDY.
I enjoy police dramas on television, mm-hmm. and two series that I enjoyed the most, Steve Bochco, the producer of NYPD Blue and Hill Street Blues.
Oh, Hill Street Blues was like, I watched that a little bit as a kid. I mean, it wasn't, my parents didn't really let me watch it, but kind of watch it out of the peripheral, and that was a great television program.
It had a lot of unpredictable moments in it, you know, things that you wouldn't normally see on television, happenings and gritty situations mm-hmm. that I don't think you really see as much in today's police dramas.
Yeah, Hill Street Blues was great, and that's exactly the sort of example that I'm looking for. You know, I don't know if anyone will bring this one up, but I remember the last episode of St. Elsewhere, which was a pretty insane moment, that it was all inside St. Elsewhere. This hospital was inside of a snow globe, and in the whole story, it was kind of hinted that this whole story was inside of the head of this kid that was looking inside of the snow globe. A crazy, cool ending to St. Elsewhere. But I think that was another TV series that a lot of people were sad to see go. It was a loved series. Let's go to Kathy. You're on 1670 WTDY.
Okay, this totally dates me as a kid that grew up in the time before video games and daily entertainment, when animals were still great entertainment. But the Benji series, that little brown dog, like in the 1970s.
Yeah. Oh, I remember Benji, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, he had like four or five movies out there, Benji and Tiffany. He had one with Vincent Price. He had Benji the Hunted. That was the last one made in the 90s. I remember getting taken to that as a little teenager. Mm-hmm. And then the Black Stallion, I mean, that turned on so many people to horses. And I think there were only two movies. But it was still a really great, you know, a great set of movies back when kids could still be entertained by live animals.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the Zookeeper did really good this weekend, too, with talking animals. So I guess it still works in some ways, Kathy.
Right.
But yeah, I think that was more of a woman thing, Benji and the Black Stallion. I didn't get into either one of those. I know my sister did. I know what they're about. I just never really followed them. But Vinny, you're on 1670 WTDY.
Well, I, like you, also read the Dark Tower series.
Oh, wasn't that a great series? Reading that last paragraph was—I remember just kind of sitting there shocked.
You liked it? You liked the ending?
I did. I loved it. I thought it was perfect. And I don't know. I don't think that there's any other way that he could have ended those books. I thought it was. It at first I wasn't sure if I liked it, but the more I thought about it, the more I said, "Yeah, that was perfect."
I hated it at first, but I came around a little bit later after rereading it. But
it's kind of like the end of The Sopranos, where at first you're like, what the? And then the more you think about it.
I hated the end of The Sopranos.
Oh, I loved it. I thought it was great.
That was awful. But as a kid, you know, Saturday morning cartoons were a real big gig for me. And I used to watch Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, the cartoon?
The cartoon.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And they
that.
Stopped making it, like, while I was still a kid. And I was just like, that was, like, the best cartoon ever. And then another one, which would be really good for, like, today's market, HBO used to have a show, Consumer Reports.
Okay.
And, man, they used to break down items and what was wrong with them. And boy, howdy, could we use another show like that today.
Oh, Consumer Reports. We still run those occasionally on Everything at Noon and Everything at 5, and actually during In Business, too. So, yeah, they look into some... they definitely get, they're not bought and sold by anybody. So they take these products, they review them, and then let everyone know how they stood up.
Yeah, they used to do that on HBO back in the 80s, man. They used to really, like, really break it down and tell you, like, what car was really the best on a TV program. You know, a lot of people do that, you know, through the media and stuff. But on a TV show, it really works. So I wish they'd bring that back again.
Perfect. Vinny, thank you. Let's go to Brian. You're on 1670 WTDY.
They made one movie, but there's about 20 books in the Master and Commander series by Patrick O'Brien.
I don't remember that series. Is it a sci-fi type series?
No, it's really. Did you see the movie Master and Commander? With Crow.
Russell Crowe? No, I've not seen that.
Oh, it's about the early 1800s British naval ships and. You know, kind of the piracy and all that kind of stuff. It's a really terrific series.
I'll have to check that out. I have not heard of it.
You never saw that movie? Oh, that was a pretty famous movie about it. It must have come out 8 years ago or so.
I will look into it. I will go to Netflix after the show and see if I can't find it. Let's get to a couple more people here before we take a break. Dave, before you say a word, I will tell you I'm only 5.5 seasons into this television program, so don't tell me anything. Don't tell me anything, but you can tell me what show. And I thought the show was still going, to be honest.
It is still going, but it ends this season.
And this in the television show is?
Rescue Me.
Dude, I want to say...
I have a real love-hate relationship with FX, because right now, for my money, they put out some of the best dramas on TV.
I would agree.
But they're only on for like 6 years. So, I mean, I love it that they're always fresh and entertaining. They don't get stale. But then it just seems like it gets... And you're like, oh, man, really? They did the same thing with the one... what was the cop one?
The Shield.
The Shield. That brilliant show. Great show. Nip Tuck was another one, a little off the wall, mm-hmm. but that was another great series.
Rescue Me, I would say, is probably, aside from Twin Peaks back in the day, which is completely different, Rescue Me is probably the best series I've ever seen. It even tops The Sopranos. It's awesome.
The earlier couple of seasons, you know, when he kept seeing Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know? That's right. Jesus, we haven't seen Jesus for a while.
I know. Jesus. Well, that's because he ain't drinking as much. But when Jesus rolls up in a freaking Ferrari.
Yes.
With a chick.
Yeah. Awesome.
The whole series, you know, the demons. And I guess, you know, probably because of our affinity of what happened on 9/11.
Exactly.
You can kind of tell what's going on with these guys.
Yep.
And, you know, it's just such a well-written program.
It is, and it's funny. It's right, you know, some episodes are funny all the way through. Sometimes they're funny three-quarters of the way, and then all of a sudden at the end it throws you for a loop. It's drama, comedy, it's action, it's a little bit of everything. Great series. Real quick, Tony, you're on 1670 WTDY.
I know this one will sound a little bit cheesy on the big picture, but it is a great family one. It would be Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, absolutely. I don't remember the last program. It's a little bit... I remember watching the reruns, but I didn't watch it when it was actually on. So was the last episode just kind of an emotional moment for you?
No, not so much. And I'm thinking we're about the same age. I blew it off as a kid. My sisters loved it. But then now that I'm a dad and with... daughters, we mm-hmm. read the book series and the daughters devour it, and then it looks at the true value of family, of how important a mom is, how important a dad is, and
absolutely.
Those things.
Perfect.
So the
good family
the value
program.
Of it is immense.
All right, Tony, we got to take a break. Thanks for the call.